Welcome to D&B College. Today we're building something that sits right in that sweet spot between old-school jungle energy and clean Ableton control. We're making a bass wobble swing for jungle and old-school D&B vibes, but we're doing it in a way that still works in a modern drop. So this is not just a wobble for the sake of wobbling. We want a bass line that feels lopsided, dance-floor ready, and full of character, with enough movement to talk back to the break. The big idea here is simple. You're going to split the bass into two jobs. One part is the sub, which stays solid, mono, and stable. The other part is the mid-bass wobble, which carries the attitude, the swing, and the old-school personality. That separation is what keeps the low end clean, while still giving you that rolling, cheeky movement that makes jungle and early D&B feel alive. Start with a simple loop. Keep a drum bed playing while you work. Kick, snare, hats, maybe a chopped break if you have one ready. That's important, because old-school bass does not live in isolation. It needs the drums to tell you whether the groove actually works. Now write a very simple bass phrase first. Don't get fancy yet. Use something like operator or wavetable. Keep it to one or two notes at first, maybe a small octave jump, maybe a short call and response shape across one bar. A good beginner move is a root note on beat one, then an offbeat answer, then a short return note before the snare. Keep the notes short. If you hold everything too long, the motion turns mushy and the groove loses shape. Why this works in D&B is because the bass has to stay readable at high energy. The drums and snare are doing a lot of the rhythmic storytelling already. If the bass line is too busy, it fights the break instead of supporting it. A simple phrase gives the wobble room to speak. For the sound, build it in two layers. On one layer, make a clean sub with operator using a sine wave or something similarly plain. Keep it centered. Keep it pouring on purpose. And keep the envelope tight. Fast attack. Controlled release. No long tail smearing into the next note. That sub is your anchor. Then build a moving mid layer. Wavetable is perfect for this. Or operator again if you want to keep it ultra simple. Add auto filter, then saturator, then EQ8. On the mid layer, cut away the low end so the sub owns that area. Somewhere below about 100 to 150 Hz is usually where you want to start cleaning things out, depending on the note range. The point is to keep the wobble character in the mids while the sub stays solid underneath. What to listen for here is very important. The sub should feel steady and anchor-like. The mid layer should give you the wobble speak, but without turning the low end blurry. If the bass feels huge but the kick starts disappearing, the mid layer probably still has too much low end weight attached to it. Now let's get the swing happening. The old school feel comes from rhythmic filter movement. Not random movement, not hyperactive LFO chaos, but movement that feels like it was designed around the drums. In Ableton, automate the auto filter cutoff on the mid layer. Make it open and close in a repeating pattern that feels musical. Try opening it on the offbeat, then letting it close slightly before the next snare, then opening it again with a bounce. You can think of it in terms of 1/8 or 1/4 note phrasing. Start there, then nudge the timing so it feels a little late or a little lazy. That tiny delay is often where the swagger lives. Tight swing gives you something more mechanical and rolling. Lazy swing gives you something dirtier, more human, more jungle. Both are useful. Choose the one that fits the vibe of your track. What to listen for is whether the wobble creates a groove or whether it just feels like a filter test. The bass should leave space for the snare to crack through. If the snare starts feeling small, the wobble is probably too busy or the resonance is too aggressive. A really useful old-school trick is to quantize the core notes slightly, then nudge a few of them slightly behind the beat. Not a lot. We're talking tiny offsets, just enough to create tension. You are not trying to miss the groove. You are trying to lean into it. That subtle pull against the grid is a huge part of what makes jungle and old-school D&B feel alive. The next step is shaping the bass against the drums, not just against the piano roll. Put the loop back on and listen to the bass in context. The best old-school style wobble often leaves a clear pocket for the snare, answers the gaps in the break, and avoid stepping on the kick transient. Try phrasing it in two-bar chunks. Bar 1 sets up the wobble, bar 2 changes something small. Maybe one note shifts, maybe one gap appears, maybe the filter opens a touch brighter at the end. Then repeat with a slight variation so it feels like a real hook, not just an endless loop. That's a big part of making it DJ tool friendly too. You want a bass line that can loop cleanly, blend well, and keep dancers moving without wearing them out. A 4-bar or 8-bar phrase with a small change at the end is often all you need. Now let's tighten the low end. Keep the sub mono. No widening, no stereo tricks down there. Use utility if you need to check the width and collapse things to mono. The sub should survive that test easily. On the mid layer, Use EQ8 to remove the low mud and maybe shape out a little boxiness if needed. If the base gets cloudy, a broader cut somewhere in the low mid area can help clear the space around the kick and snare. This is one of those places where the mix gets club safe. If the groove falls apart in mono, or if the wobble only sounds good when it's wide, the coarse sound is not strong enough yet. The movement needs to live in the mid layer, while the foundation stays focused and centered. A little saturation goes a long way here. Use saturator on the mid layer or on the bass group, not as a way to make everything louder, but as a way to add harmonics and help the bass speak on smaller systems. A few dB of drive is often enough. If you overdo it, the wobble turns into noise and you lose note shape. So be tasteful. Keep the attitude, but don't grind the bass into dust. Here's a good mindset for darker DNB. Keep the sub boring on purpose. The sub's job is to be the floor. The mid layer's job is to be the personality. That contrast is what creates menace without making the low end collapse into chaos. A small amount of resonance in the wobble can give the bass a vocal edge, but too much resonance starts fighting the snare. So stay controlled. One really powerful move is to commit the sound to audio once the groove is working. Freeze, flatten, or resample the bass to an audio track and start editing it like a performance. Trim tails, tighten overlaps, mute tiny bits of clutter, maybe add a reverse style pickup before the next phrase if it helps. Audio editing gives you a different level of control, and for this kind of DJ tool style bassline, it can make the rhythm feel much more exact. Sometimes the printed version sounds better than the MIDI, because it forces you to make decisions. Sometimes the MIDI version wins because it stays flexible. Both are fine. The point is to choose deliberately. Then test the bass in a real arrangement. Put it under a full break. Add your kick and snare backbone. See if the bass still feels clear when everything is happening at once. That's the real test. A solid old-school structure might be a short drum tease, then a restrained first drop, then a second pass with a slightly brighter filter opening or an extra syncopated note, then a breakdown or breath, then a second drop with the most animated version. You do not need to rewrite the whole bass line for the second drop. Often one change is enough. Make the filter a little more open. Add one note, remove one note, or make the mid layer a touch more aggressive. Small changes can make a huge difference. And remember this, space is part of the weight. If the bass fills every gap, you lose the bounce. If you leave a tiny pocket before the snare, the next wobble hit feels heavier when it returns. That's a classic old-school move, and it works every time when you use it with taste. Let's talk about a few common mistakes so you can avoid wasting time. One is making the wobble too fast. If it's vibrating constantly, it stops feeling like groove and starts feeling nervous. Slow it down and shape it around the bar. Another is letting the mid layer carry too much sub. That muddies the mix immediately. Keep the bottom clean. Another one is over-distorting the bass. If the note shape disappears, the wobble becomes static. And of course, always check the bass with the drums. Solo lies. Context tells the truth. If you want a darker, heavier result, try this mindset. Add more character by shortening a note or creating a tiny gap, not just by turning up the drive. Often the answer is in rhythm, not in more distortion. That's a big producer lesson right there. So here's your practice move. Build a 4-bar loop using only stock Ableton devices. Use operator or wavetable, auto filter, saturator, EQ8, and utility. Keep the sub fully mono. Use no more than 3 MIDI notes. Make one small timing offset or phrase change. Then print one version to audio and make one edit directly in the audio clip. Even a tiny trim or mute can improve the groove more than another hour of sound design. When you're done, listen back at lower volume too. A good old school wobble should still read as a phrase, not just a vibration. If the shape disappears when you turn it down, the mid layer is doing too much work on loudness alone. So to recap, build the bass as two parts, a clean mono sub and a moving mid layer. Keep the rhythm tight but slightly human. Shape the wobble with filter automation and small timing offsets. Use EQ and saturation carefully. Leave room for the snare, and think in 2-bar and 4-bar phrases so the bass works like a real DJ tool, not just a looping preset. Now go build the 4-bar loop, test it with the drums, and make that swing talk back to the break. If it sounds alive, heavy, and readable in the drop, you're in exactly the right zone.